Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to That Was Your Life. At this very moment, the number one male box office star in the world, Stone St. Lawrence, is walking through our parking lot. He thinks he's coming to our studio to tape a promo for the Boy Scouts of America, but we know different, don't we? I've just gotten the signal. The door is opening.
Hi, come in, Stone.
What? Ralph Edmonds, what are you doing here?
Stone.
What?
We've played a little trick on you tonight.
What?
Huh? You're not here to help the Boy Scouts at all.
What is this?
That was your life,
what?
Stone St. Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
Come on over here, Stone. Come on over and sit down. Just get comfortable,
Stone. Holy cow.
Tonight, we've all gathered here along with millions of television viewers to relive the story of a poor, shy lad from Willard, Ohio, who has a dream to be a movie star, and he makes that dream come true. Now, Stone, it all began in Willard High School, didn't
That's
it,
right,
where you
yeah.
got your first taste of applause.
Right.
Stone, do you remember the night of the senior play when I broke my leg and you took over the lead?
Oh.
You were the best Joan of Arc Willard High ever had.
You know that
voice? I'll be doggone. That must be Ellen Ellenberg.
That's right, Stone. Here from Willard, Ohio, where she is now. This is Ellen McCary and mother of three lovely children, the girl who accidentally gave you your first break in show business.
Hi, Ellen.
Gee, golly, Stone, you look wonderful.
I imagine you remember Stone's performance that night in Willard very well, don't you, Ellen?
Oh, yes. Just like it was yesterday. I never will forget that final scene. There was Stone as Joan of Arc, tied to the stake, surrounded by burning faggots.
What's she talking about? She means burning,
now,
burning wood. You know, sticks and everything burning.
Now, Ellen, after the play, you were Stone's date that night, weren't you?
Yes, Ralph. I guess you'd say I was a little drunk or something. I was swacked. Most of the boys would have taken advantage of me, but Stone was a perfect gentleman. He never laid a hand on me. I've never been able to understand that.
Thank you, Ellen. Now, Stone, you leave Willard to seek your fame and your fortune.
Yeah.
But on the way to Hollywood, you run out of money. So you take a job on a sheep ranch in Montana.
Remember those cold nights up in the mountains, Stone?
What?
We used to share the same sleeping bag. You sure were a lot more fun than a sheep.
You should remember it, Stone. It's your close friend and fellow shepherd, Robert Big Sky Martin from the Volkey Branch in Billings, Montana.
Sky, how you doing? Why didn't you write me or something?
Well, I couldn't write to Stone. Miss Deadman said it's supposed to be a surprise. I seen all your pictures, Stone. Let me tell you and everybody, you one hell of an actor.
Thanks, Scott.
I mean, most people don't realize how good an actor you are.
Thanks a lot.
They see you making love to all those ladies and everything, and they think it's easy. But we know different, don't we, Stone?
Thanks a lot, Sky. That's fine.
Thank you, Sky. Thank you very much. Finally now, Stone, you do get to Hollywood, and your dream comes true, and you are a star. But you always take time out, Stone, to head the USO tours that bring joy and comfort to the men serving our country.
Well, it's just a...
Hi, Stone! Remember us?
Is that a tape you got, Ralph? That's not the...
No, it's not a tape, Stone. Here they are, live, your bosom buddies from Columbia Air Force Base, the entire 69th Brigade. Come on, fellas.
You were gay on stage, Stone, but we came to love you off stage. We got to know the real you when you visited us in the showers, stopping at each and every shower to offer a helping hand. Stone, you gave us more than lip service.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you. You'll see your old friend Stone later. Now, Stone, now the real test of a star is the people he surrounds himself with day in and day out. And here is one of the regular guys you pal around with.
Oh, no.
Your makeup man for more than 10 years and your best friend, regular guy Ray Vodka.
I thought I'd never get back from Vegas in time. I was doing the gold diggers.
God, Ray, how could you? You knew what the hell would happen. Are you out of your freaking mind?
What are you talking about? They said they needed me, for goodness sake. You know I'd never let you down. Stop crying. I don't have any glue for the lashes.
Thank you very much, Ray Vodka. Thank you.
Listen, you needn't read me in public, my dear. When a lady gets to be a star, she just tinkles on everybody.
Stone, Stone, Stone. This has been a night you'll never forget. And as a memento of tonight's goal, we've prepared this beautiful picture album of the places and people in your climb to the top. That's right, Stone. Throwing the book away like you always do. Never looking back, but always ahead to new horizons. And for your wrist, Stone, this 14-karat charm bracelet representing the highlights in your climb to the top.
That's a very nice bracelet.
Stone St. Lawrence, that was your life.